Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's a Thursday, and it's time for our weekly Power Rankings segment. And I will say, I feel like this year, it's harder than previous years to narrow it down to just five teams. Because I'll say this, like, the number one team, like, spoiler alert, it's going to be the Rams, feels like the only team that's kind of proven that they belong at the top. But other than that, like, I feel like you could mix, you know, team two and team eight up. And honestly, you could probably make a strong argument for it. I should mention Denton Day and for Jenks today. But Denton, since we've been looking at things through the prism of college football, because we just had the college football playoff rankings, I keep saying that, like, if you're not in the top 12, like, just stop complaining. You should have won more games. And listen, if you're standing at number 13, you probably ain't winning a national championship anyway. But if we look at the playoff standings right now, There are several teams, a couple teams especially, that you look at the playoff standings right now, and if the season were to end today, they wouldn't be in the postseason. I still think that they could have, like, won a Super Bowl. Like, look at the Chiefs. Right now, their record's not great, but is anybody looking at the Chiefs and like, yeah, that team can't win a Super Bowl? Like, try to doubt the Chiefs again. Like, we've done it year after year, and they keep popping up in the Super Bowl and in the AFC Championship, which is now the Kansas City Invitational. So I wanted to ask you, when you look at these teams in the NFL, how many teams do you think could actually win a Super Bowl this year? Because honestly, I feel like the list is pretty long.
It's very long. You know, I'm pulling up the odds on BetMGM. And if you just go down, right, the Rams are definite. Philly is a yes, though I would, you know, be very hesitant. I think talent-wise on that roster, they're great. There is a coaching problem with Philadelphia right now, and I'm always a little weary of teams that are having these sorts of issues now deep into the season of what happens when they finally get exposed. So I'm a little worried of that, but I still think from a talent perspective, Philadelphia's roster is one of, if not the best in the NFL. So they're a yes. The Bills are a yes. Chiefs are a yes, even though it feels like the Chiefs could miss the playoffs. They're plus 850 right now, Chelsea. This feels like a pretty good time to jump on them. You know, I don't know that you'll get better odds with them still realistically getting into the postseason than what you're getting right now, so that might be something to jump in on. I will reluctantly say the Lions. I don't think Jared Goff can do it, but I think their roster is good, so I'll reluctantly say the Lions. And then this is where we get into maybe some deeper conversations, right? I would say yes to the Ravens. I'd say yes to the Seahawks. I would say no to the Colts. I would say no to the Broncos. I would say no to the Packers. I would say yes to the Patriots. And that's it. Niners, no. Bucks, no. Chargers, no. And then if you're looking deeper than that, more power to you. But that's where I draw the line.
Okay. I need to pause here for a moment because I think if we're talking about, like, the logic that you're using here, why are the Seahawks a yes and the Colts a no? Because I think for me, it's like the question is at quarterback, right? If you're saying, okay, Daniel Jones, I'm not sure if I trust him in the postseason, can we trust Sam Darnold?
It's more about Seattle's defense. I thought the way, despite the loss against Los Angeles, they played excellent. And that's been par for the course for them. So it's more about their, you're right, the quarterback situation there with Darnold and with Daniel Jones is tough. Not a great quarterback situation, but that Seahawk defense is not Legion of Boom good, but it is feeling like they can win at least one or two playoff games. Darnold just needs to make sure his head's out of the sand. And with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, he's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I think you're underselling just a bit there. But I will say this about Sam Darnold. Like, some of the numbers that he's put up this year, like, if you look at advanced metrics, and I know that, like, some people aren't super sold on Pro Football Focus because, number one, they rank Patrick Mahomes below Marcus Mariota. So I don't know how much, you know, credence you can take to a list that does that. But Sam Darnold has the best rating, according to Pro Football Focus, of any quarterback in the entire league. And here's the thing, like, he did this last year as well, and it's how much do you crucify a player for, like, two bad games? Like, albeit it was at the worst time of the year, but I do think, like, the larger the sample size is, like, the more opportunities he gets to play in the postseason, the better he'll be. Like, I just don't see him laying an egg again. Like, I don't think it's a clutch thing. I just think that, like, maybe the competition was good and it just happened to be an off night. Do you think Sam Darnold, like, lacks the clutch gene?
A little bit, but in fairness, I don't think that many guys have it. I think we think of guys that are clutch just as, like, a general football fan thinks that more guys are clutch than they are. You know, right now, in terms of just active guys in the 2025 season, I really need to specify that because Jane Daniels is not going to be on this list, but if it was in 2024, he would be. But in the 2025 season, I would say clutch right now. Still Mahomes, he's earned that title for life. Josh Allen, what we saw last week against the Bucks, amazing. I would say Drake May. In terms of, like, true clutch, I'll throw Jalen Hurts on there too. But that's kind of where I end the list. Like, I haven't really seen it enough from Lamar. Like, they lose that game last week to Cleveland if Shador Sanders doesn't come into the game. I would like to see a little bit more from some of these other quarterbacks, like a Darnold, like a Jordan Love. I give Stafford in there too. Stafford is clutch. So there's like five, like, true
been around for 15
clutch
years.
Yeah, exactly. But there's like five true clutch quarterbacks. So the fact that Sam Darnold does not have that gene yet, I feel like that is kind of normal. Like, there's not 15 guys that are clutch.
Well, I think it also has to be earned. Like, I'm not standing here and saying that Drake May deserves it yet. He hasn't won a playoff game yet, right? Because look at last year for Sam Darnold. If you were, like, standing at week 11 and you look at Sam Darnold's numbers, you're like, whoa, yeah, he's amazing. Why would I ever doubt him? Like, he looks so good. And here's the other thing. Just from a statistical standpoint, like, when we bet on things, you need a sample size that makes sense. Sam Darnold has one postseason game in which he played a whole game. Is that fair to look at one game and decide, like, if somebody's clutch or not?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, what if Aaron Judge played in one total postseason game and he went 0-3? Are we like, yeah, Aaron Judge is terrible? No, not that Sam Darnold is Aaron Judge, but you get the point that I'm making.
Well, I think for him, it's more, it's not necessarily playoff games. It's the big games, right? Like they had that bad game at the end of the year last year that you kept them from getting the first round bye. And then this weekend, he just did not look good against Los Angeles. Like there were plays to be made that he just did not make. I'm a little bit more confident in Drake May, though. And this is, if I can get on my college football playoff grind for you, he passes the eye test. Like I watched Drake May and I'm like, whatever it is, he has it. And I'm really confident that once he gets in the postseason, he's not just going to lose it.
Drake May is Denton's Notre Dame, where it's just, you know, those gold helmets are so shiny and he can't get past it. But you're
new
right.
New Patriots uniforms.
Has done nothing to, like, go the other direction. So we'll see with Drake May. All right, so let's get to it. Our power rankings.
Jenks and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
This is a power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
All right, so I'm going to try to roll through these because we've already talked a lot about these teams in general. If I can get this browser to load. Here we go. The computer's not playing along. All right, here's the top five for me. Rams at one. I don't think I need to explain myself there. Patriots at two. Eagles at three, Colts at four, Bills at five. I understand people look at the Colts and are like, are you sure, Chelsea? Like, the numbers are still good. And here's, you know, it's the power rankings for this week. It's not the power rankings for the future and projected stats. This is what I think of teams at this juncture in the season. So, Denton, looks like you have a few other teams kind of sprinkled in here. Who are your top five teams in the NFL this week?
Yeah, so our list is very similar. I got Rams at one. I got Patriots at two. I feel like across the media landscape, you'll see a lot of that. I do have the Buffalo Bills at three. Josh Allen's getting into Superman mode, and what he did against Tampa this weekend was nothing short of sensational. Six touchdowns was amazing, so I got them at three. I have the Denver Broncos at four, and this is a come-to-Jesus moment for me, Chelsea, because personally, I still look at them, and I have some questions, but when you stack their entire season up, and they have wins against Philadelphia, and they have now a win against Kansas City, and a very impressive win at that, you do got to give them a little bit of respect. So I got them at four, and I have the Philadelphia Eagles at five. I am waiting for their offense the way that everybody else is waiting for their offense, just to be fun. They don't even have to be good. They just have to be fun, and they're not fun. They got a lot of infighting. They got a lot of bickering, but they're still really talented. Boring as hell, but really talented. So I got Philadelphia at five.
I think the Colts and Broncos kind of fall into the same category, where all season long they've kind of had to prove it to us because none of us really believe it. But I'll say this, like the Denver defense has been pretty consistent. Like their defense is something else. But I think the questions arise when you talk about the quarterback situation because Denver's offense has been very pedestrian in some of these games. Like Bo Nix has been kind of inconsistent this year. And I guess you could say the same thing for Daniel Jones just over the past couple games. But I do think in the games in which Daniel Jones has been good, he's been way better than Bo Nix. So I think the high-end potential for the offense for the Colts is better. Like, think about, like, Jonathan Taylor and, like, the pieces on that offense compared to the Broncos. So I trust that offense more, but I trust the defense of the Broncos more. So, like, if they could come together as a team, like, be one team, I would trust him. But until that day, I still feel like they kind of have their warts. And plus, they don't have the postseason experience that some of these other teams do. Like, isn't that why we kind of leave the light on for, like, the Bills and, you know, the Chiefs and the Eagles? Because I do think it's a different game.
It feels like the floor, though, for Denver is higher than the floor for Indianapolis. Like, if things go super sideways in Indianapolis, you have a five-turnover game like we saw against Pittsburgh. Whereas I don't know that you would have that with Denver. But they are a defense-first team. And man, the way that they had a great defense years ago, let all them dudes go, and have now built up another great defense is unfair. They recycle, rinse, recycle, repeat. It's really impressive in Denver.
Well, and also if you're doing like position by position, if head coaching matters, Sean Payton, I feel like, has the upper hand over Shane Steichen, which Shane Steichen's done a great job. But I think I'd trust Sean Payton just a touch more. All right, hour two is coming up next, and we'll start with our best plays in Thursday Night Football. Bills, Texans. That's after the break on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.